Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio. Oh my God. You guys, happy Turkey Lurkey Day, honeys. Look, we're all doing the best we can. And I can't believe we're going into the holiday season still on the beaches of Sayulita. I'm not mad at it. I didn't know. We've all become snowbirds. We're officially snowbirds. Look, you know what? You gotta do what you gotta do. To another episode of We Accept This Rose. My name is Arta Marine, coming to you from my mom's bougie apartment in New York City. This is my last New York City one, and then we're going to be back in person in Los Angeles, which is exciting. But it's been fun. I've made pals here, which is I've very much enjoyed. It was fun to see Margaret and Joe last week. I've so much enjoyed Seth and Jordan and Anna and Maeve and Carolina. I mean, it's been really such a fun run here.
And such a fun to listen to, I might.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Everyone was like a pleasant surprise each time.
I felt like people really came to play. Yeah. And a lot of people were like newer to the franchise. Tammy. So that was just like, yeah, it was really.
Love Tammy.
I love Tammy. I feel like we expanded. We like got like our summer house or our East Coast, our timeshare on the East Coast. I feel like we did a really good job. Okay. Hello. And so with us today, coming to us from north and south of the border, and by that I mean Canada and Los Angeles, we have with us a man that we just love so much, and we get him when we can. He's so funny. I'm going to say he's our male bachelor historian because his brain holds things that mine doesn't, but Lori's does. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a brilliant stand-up. We met him it's almost our anniversary with him.
Isn't that
crazy?
But he's
done two live shows with us. He's a brilliant stand-up, Mike Carrazza.
Hiya.
I feel like you've been our friend longer.
It does feel that way.
Yeah.
It does. It feels longer than it. It almost a year. Hasn't even been a year.
Well, you were supposed to do 2 years ago, and then the second round of COVID kind of like delayed our.
We've been in touch.
We texted an email, but like I feel like we really you came. You're an important part of the podcast now. I hope you know that.
That feels really nice. Okay.
I need to meet your girlfriend on Zoom sometime. I feel very excited. I feel like you guys are a good couple. I just want to say that.
Look, I'm just going to go ahead and say I might be a little biased, but I think we are too. She's real sweet. She's working right now.
Okay.
If she wasn't so busy, I'd tell her to come say hi.
I need to meet her.
Yeah.
Okay. Also with us is a woman, I got to say, whose hair is looking really healthy and on point. Get this woman a hair campaign. She's got a gorgeous pink tree in her gorgeous pink studio with only half the lights on. But you know what? More to come. You know her as I'm going to say a person who was who infiltrated via our earbuds. In she came, she listened, and then she climbed on into the studio and into your hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, Whitney.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
That's oh, my God. Here. Who have you enjoyed the most from the New York crew?
Is it Seth? What the
Seth.
He was Seth. So... Oh, so fantastic. Obsessed.
He's so cute.
I like your engineer that we never hear.
Oh my God, I know. We have to have him record himself. I like that he just
I like the guessing what he's saying. Like
I like that. I told Dr. Shamwam Shamawa that Seth beat him out and Shamwam is competitive. Mm. And so we were going to try to see if we could get an advanced copy of the finale to do before we left New York. And then we realized, hey, ding dongs, it's live. You can't speed up time.
Oh, right.
It's live. So you're not going to be on that coast. You can't speed up time, so it's not going to work. Mm. Also with us is two women who we are obsessed with. The wind beneath our wings. Friends of workaholics and animals alike. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Katie Levine and Dr. Hannah Montana, Ariana, Rosanna, Dana, Mittens, Meowreen, Hosnier, Levine. Welcome to the program, Dr. Banana and Katie. How are you doing?
Hi, sorry, I have a cough right now, so
that's okay. Oh,
no. I've been coughing.
All right, are you feeling under the weather?
Yeah, it's just mostly a cough. My throat is just like
you did.
Had enough of this travel.
You're on a 100-city tour. What are you gonna do? I just want to say right out of the gate, two shows. Brian Safi and I are doing our very first ever No Autographs Please live in Los Angeles, Wednesday, December 6th at the Elysian Theater. We've done a sold out run at Union Hall in New York. It's so fun.
Beautiful.
We're going to have Chris Fleming. If you don't know him, he does those funny videos on YouTube. He's fucking hilarious. He has a special that just came out on Peacock. Mike, you know him. He's hilarious.
I love him. He's one of the goofiest goofballs who's ever goofed. He's so funny.
I've never met him, and I slid into his DMs because I'm like such a fan, and he immediately
talk
said
about
yes.
Somebody who loves to play. He's 100% gonna play. Yeah, this is gonna be the perfect guest.
And then we also have Meatball, who is a drag performer. Do you love Meatball as well? Meatball is incredible. Meatball is a drag performer who did he sort of made fun of George Santos, and then George Santos got confused and like complimented it, and then he was like, "I was kidding." So Meatball is all. So it's gonna be me, Brian, Meatball, and Chris Fell. If that's not a foursome, so that's at the Elysian Theater. It's our only West Coast show during the holidays. So get your tickets, December 6th, and then we're going to Sketchfest. Me, Dr. Banana, Katie, Jacquise is coming, Aaron Foley, Lori, and Doug Benson, and most importantly, Brayden.
Brayden
is joining us. Can you even? So that's going to be at San Francisco Sketchfest January 20th in the afternoon. Come play with us. Okay, here we are. We're in paradise. Michael and Olivia. Michael showed up and he's like, Olivia, if you recall, she was with John Henry. Kat stole John Henry. And lo and behold, what's she going to do? Brayden saves Olivia and down walks Michael, the sea captain with the giant dipples. He flirts with everybody. Olivia's all excited. She's like, he better ask me. She gets asked, and then she's talking to the producers and has no memory of his name, even though she's saying, I hope we get engaged. I hope he proposes. No memory. What did you think of that move, Mike Carrazza?
I hated it. I don't care for it. I'm sorry. Look, if you're going to be like, I think he's this, I think he's that, I want him to ask me out, I want this, I want that, and all you've got is, you don't even know his name, and you're like, what? It's so loud. The waves keep crashing. It's like,
I know.
I'm sorry, but like, you know, it's fun to fantasize, but don't be like, I could see him be my guy or whatever, or being like pissed about not getting asked out or whatever. I just think... I didn't like that. But then again, I'm also apparently in the minority and thinking I don't care for Olivia.
Oh,
I don't like
okay.
her.
Okay. And how come? In don't what like way?
Her. There's something about like first I okay, I'm off put by the fact that she looks very much like a child. Like she's got such a childlike face that I'm like you haven't it's kind of like a she reminds me of like my teenage cousin who I'm like you need to grow up a little bit.
Okay.
But also I just, there's something about, like, she's been vindictive. She's great TV, but I don't like her.
Okay.
Great TV. I don't like her.
Okay. All right. Whitney, how did you feel? I have to say, this was the first time I start, because I've been very pro Olivia, very much protective of her. And then I realized when she didn't realize Michael's name, I'm like, am I getting played by the world's best performer that's been on here? Because I'm sincerely rooting for her every time. I actually feel like she really likes somebody, even though she did come in hot with the toe sucking with poor Will, who went banana pants. But like that this is, I'm ridiculous. Like, oh, is Olivia playing me? Did I get played by Olivia? What do you think, Whitney?
This didn't bother me at all. You know, I think she's fantastic, and I do agree she makes great TV. I've absolutely agreed to go on dates with people, and I've completely forgotten their name and just send them to voicemail so I can hear what the name is.
Yeah.
That was normal. To me, I was like, okay, like, it's loud. And I will say, for this whole season, I do feel like they're all drunk all the time. Like, I don't feel like last year they were drunk all the time. And I just feel like they are just wasted. And she's just like, I don't know. I don't remember his name. So I was okay with it.
Okay. Dr. Banana and Katie, how did you feel about this?
Yeah, I felt like maybe she wasn't doing herself any favors by not knowing Michael's name. But at the same time,
yeah,
she had just met him.
I've also agreed to go out with people that, yeah, I didn't know their name.
Yeah, she's meeting a lot of people.
Yeah.
There's so many people on the beach. Yeah. I was like, I get it. Yeah. I get it. And like,
but he's the one new guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
I know. And I think she was just so excited to have someone there to potentially give her a rose.
She did say she wanted to get married to him and then didn't know his name.
Yeah, that's true. That is funny. And then the producer's like, you don't know his name?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So great.
That was pretty good.
That also made me realize, because you know how we know that they have people on the list that they want to choose and then they have alternates? Mm-hmm. Obviously,
yeah,
Mike wasn't on Olivia's list.
Right. I like, so we see, so then they go, she goes, ring, ring, I don't know his name. So then, so then they start dancing and she goes, I like Michael. And then John Henry and Olivia have gone their separate ways, but he was graceful and he's like, you know what? I wish her well, you know, but, he's talking, like, getting to know Olivia, and he's talking about how he likes sort of like heavy metal.
Oh, and this is like, Kat you're talking about.
Kat. She's like, he's like, he likes heavy metal. And then she's like, have you been to a heavy metal concert? And he was like, yeah. And then she was like, I would never go in a mosh pit.
Did you think Brendan, so through all this, I was like, he would hate her so much.
Did you go to Guns N' Roses, or where did you go? What did you go see recently at the Bowl?
Yeah, I was just in Guns N' Roses. I've happily been in tons of mosh pits. I love heavy metal.
Oh, yeah.
So I just thought that they were, when he was sitting there, John Henry, like saying like, oh, I sort of broke it off with Olivia and was trying to have this conversation. I was like, this is so annoying because she just kept jumping in and agreeing with everything he had to say. And then it ended up when they're finding out like, well, I like heavy metal. And then she was like, ugh. And then mosh pits, people die, literally die in those.
I know.
They're probably so much safer than the rest of the concert. And like, I grew up going to punk shows. I'm a post-hardcore kid. I just went to see the Callous Dow Boys in town.
The Callous Dow Boys. That's fun.
They're so fun. They're really great. Honestly, they're the next big thing. I love them very much. But the Callous Dow Boys put on a hell of a show. And like, the mosh pit is like, the ethos is like, we're all here to kind of let out some steam,
yeah,
and have fun.
Yeah.
And you look out for each other. So somebody drops their glasses, somebody's going to pick them up.
That's nice.
If somebody gets knocked in the face, you're going to get carted over to like somewhere safe. Somebody falls, everybody knows that you have to pick them up. So to me, like,
yeah,
Kat being like, a mosh pit, oh my God, right, do you have a death wish or something? You, right, crazy? How am I supposed to trust you as the father of our children,
right,
if you're going to go ahead and die at a concert? And it's just like, oh, Kat's never had fun. Kat's just never gone outside.
Yeah. I know. Kat is a wet blanket. She's a, as Erin Foley would say, she's a fun sponge. She's a fun sponge.
Her favorite
sponge.
Color
she
is beige.
Yeah, she's, that's right. That's right. Her, her favorite color is beige.
Is beige.
Her favorite
I'll never
beige.
Let that go.
No, no, you're
and
right.
I feel like
you're
she
right.
likes John Henry.
Yeah.
She likes John Henry because he seems easy to control, but this mosh pit thing threw her for a loop.
Yeah, because yeah, it is. It goes with his tongue piercing. Like I feel like he's mm-hmm. even more of a wild card than she even realizes, which I kind of enjoy.
That's right.
Did you talk about the date that Olivia went on with Michael?
Michael?
We haven't gotten there yet. So we're getting there. So she was saying, this is a new beginning. I want to have fun. I loved this phrasing. Don't let your chin tilt. You're going to let your crown slip off your head. I liked that.
I wrote it down.
I did too. I liked that. Don't put your chin. Like, I really thought that was so sweet. I was like.
You said that?
I think she did. Didn't she say that about herself? Or he did. It was either Michael or Olivia. I think she did.
Mm-hmm. So.
My notes are a bit of a scramble, but I have it written down as her.
I think she said it. It was really good.
Yeah.
Before we take a quick break and we'll get into the date, how did you guys, I always like to hear from our regs, Golden Bachelor, fantasy suites. What the fuck? Okay, Katie just perked right up. Okay, I mean, at first it felt like game over. It's just going to be Leslie. He's like call off the races. And then he actually asked Teresa, and Teresa actually has kind of an interesting job, and like they seem kind of compatible. I can't believe it. I'm actually rooting for Teresa at this point in time. Katie, tell me everything.
Yeah, I was like watching it and I was just like, well, it's Leslie. Yeah. Like Teresa doesn't stand a chance. And I don't know why he like flipped so much. Like maybe he really did. I think you said it in the podcast, like maybe he thought she was just going to like, he would just have to like take care of her.
Yeah.
And he didn't like that. And then he's like, oh no, you're like very independent and self-sufficient and you can take care of yourself. And maybe then he was just like, okay, well, maybe we're just a better fit then. Because now, yeah, I'm rooting for Teresa. I think Leslie will break his heart.
I do too.
If he chooses her. I don't think it'll last. I think she's going to self-sabotage it. She literally says she's going to self-sabotage it.
She called after they slept together or whatever they did. She said he's like an old shoe. Nobody, the first morning after you've slept or whatever, even hooked up with somebody, you do not want to be no one wants to be called an old shoe. Dr. Banana, what did you think?
Well, at this point, I think he should choose Teresa because it's the more realistic choice.
Yeah.
And she's like an actual, I don't know, what feels like a stable person, even though she's sort of like a fragile bird in herself. But Leslie's a mess.
Yeah, I know. And she's telling him that. Like she's telling him.
Every 5 minutes, she's like, I've never known happily ever after.
And it feels like
what is this?
It also feels like it's like it feels like she's trying to talk herself into a safe guy and that she doesn't actually like him. But she's trying to talk herself.
Yeah.
Whitney, you're up.
Okay. I have a question to ask as well. I think it's Teresa. I think it is the show always, I forget that we're dealing with a show that ends in a proposal and he hasn't even asked the simple question yet of what do you do for a living?
Yeah,
it was
right.
Like beyond crazy. Me that this is like,
well, I think a lot of them don't work anymore. They're retired, you know, but
just basic,
but what did you do for a living?
Yeah, just basic everyday questions that one does on a first date when you've got a lot of time. But this is, I keep wondering, because you all have talked about it multiple times. Do we think that Prince was great in bed? Like you said, like, do we think Prince would have been good in bed?
Yes, he's Prince. Yeah. Yeah. Also, if you've slept with Prince, you've probably slept with other musicians. You slept with a sexy chef. You've slept with Prince. I think there's some at least fun things happening in bed.
I think there's probably unexpected things. Okay. I was just sort of wondering. In my mind, I saw him once and he was so tiny, like he was like 5 feet.
But I think,
I wasn't attracted to him, but I love this idea that
he's sexy motherfucker and his like little purple booties, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So it is interesting that she's, I agree with everything that you have said from the beginning, that she is definitely like it's a competition and she wants to win, but she's not really thinking about long term. And she has like told every single red flag. And
she didn't befriend, like, she didn't befriend our girl, Susan Jenner. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't before she didn't befriend Ellen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, what did you think?
So here's the thing. Not to be a party pooper. I haven't been watching The Golden Bachelor.
What?
I know. Okay.
It's so good.
I needed
good.
A break. We've been watching. I needed a break.
No, this was the wrong bachelor break. This is the wrong break to take.
So I'm told. You know how many texts I woke up to just like the next day of the premiere being like, you watching? Because it's pretty great.
It's the best one they've ever had. It's also only 8 episodes. So you could just do
it. My friend...
It's the best one.
Lindsay, do you know Lindsay Adams out in LA?
No.
She's a very funny comic. She runs Good Heroin. She's great. She texted me today, are you watching The Golden Bachelor? And I was like, no, I'm taking a break from most of the Bachelor stuff. And she's like, wrong move. And I'm like, okay, yeah. Great.
Yeah, agreed.
So she convinced me to give it a go, and I'm gonna go ahead and watch it all when it's all done.
With only an hour, they're shorties.
Yeah, they're really bad.
That was what convinced me. That's why she was like, it takes no time at all. It's like 40 yeah. minutes an episode. Like,
yeah, they're shorties.
Just go for it.
And it's beautiful.
Exactly.
Like,
so it feels
laugh,
like I could knock it out.
No, it's actually they, believe it or not, these producers actually made a really meaningful, moving. Fun.
I love that.
I'm shocked.
It feels like a return to form. Like, it feels like the early days of The Bachelor from what I've been told.
You're going to love
it. So it's like nobody's out here like, I'm going to get on Instagram after all this.
No,
it's kind of like.
Except for maybe Leslie.
Mike, have you ever wanted to see sort of Kermit the Frog fall in love?
And not with.
Because that's. Well, yeah. He's like. Okay. Wow.
He does sound like Kermit the Frog. He sounds like he's handsome. He's like a also somebody emailed me that apparently in an interview that he constantly around the house would talk about how big his feet were. I guess he has size 14 feet and he was always talking about it, just so you know. Because they commented on his big feet. So apparently he was always talking about his big feet. So he's got a little bit of the dog in him, and I'm not mad at that. Uh-huh. All right, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Guys, it's time for Bachelor in Paradise. Put on your monokinis and get ready to get an STD.
Arriba.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. So here we are, and Rachel feels like her friendship rose with Tanner. Man, Rachel just, I come around, I go against her, then I'm rooting for her, I feel bad for her, I'm with her, I'm like, what the fuck are, no, like, oh God, okay, so... Rachel, this year Rachel's been going slow, and Jordan, the hot guy that she went on, the race car driver, as Katie, uh-huh. We all picked him because she was a pilot, he was a race car driver, and yeah, talk to us, Katie.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
He's so sweet, and they have such a connection, and she is just like, again, scared of it or something, because she keeps saying it's there.
It's wild.
Ugh. I'm so mad.
Okay.
I remember watching her send him home on her season.
Shocking.
And being like, oh, she's not here for the real thing.
Yeah,
that was like
right.
My whole deal. I was like, she's
and
not ready for
this. And all the guys
this.
In the house were like, you sent him
also,
home?
Also, like, you can't.
Absolutely.
Like, well, you sent him home week one. Like, why not at least just keep him around? Like, because she had meatball. You know what I mean? Like, like that meatball.
Meatball, she needed to be there like a consigliere type guy. Like, meatball was her pit bull. Meatball was her, like, meatball, I need to talk. Get in here.
Tell
me about these guys.
But I kept wondering if there was something that was said that they just edited out, like he's super conservative and she isn't, like that they didn't want to put on ABC. Because it was
That's such a good question.
Hard cut. And like not feeling it with him that I never understood. And clearly she still has the feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet it's the other way around, really.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree. So they go on a date. They do couples yoga. I feel like we've had We've had so many tantric yoga. I feel like there's been a lot. I will say ABC. I was proud that they did a few same-sex couples. I was like, I was... proud. That was a first. That for Disney, that was pretty cool. Yeah. I was like, okay, Disney, that's cool. There's two women. He takes his shirt off. He was ripped.
Yeah. He was that moment. I think I've got to take my shirt off.
Well, he did. You know what?
He's been working out to get on this beach.
By the way.
He does it and Rachel goes, have you been preparing for this? And he goes, well, kinda.
By the way, it worked.
Yes.
So then I have to say, they kissed. They had a great kiss. I felt like their date was going swimmingly. I was actually happy for her. I thought, you know what? We all get in our own way sometimes. We all get scared. We all self-sabotage. We've all just... shut down, but maybe we shouldn't have. I'll just speak for myself. I've certainly cut and run in my lifetime.
Did you notice that she said to him what we always hear on The Golden Bachelor about, like, keeping eye contact? Like, that she was like, wow, you have such great eye contact with me. And I was like, oh, we've been hearing that on
Golden
a lot. That was interesting.
Well, he kept saying, you seem completely different, like, person. You seem so much happier. And she
said... Well, she went to one therapy session. Remember that? She's been to therapy a single time, and it fixed everything.
It fixed everything. And then she said, I'm just happy that you're here. And that, and then they were making out in the surf in a sincerely horny way. And I was happy for them.
Yeah.
Katie, I saw you nod your head.
Yeah, I know. They seemed to really hit it off. They were making out. They seemed like they were really horny for each other. Mm-hmm. But then, now I'm confused. I don't.
Yeah. So then, I love that they absolutely were the couple that was really making out, and then they just got completely nailed by the water, yes, which I loved.
Okay. That was fun.
Loved perfect. It. It looked like it was an accident because they were like making out, and that wave was fucking huge. I mean, it was really good.
They were in it.
They were in it, and they got just like
had a nice laugh.
Yeah, and then she gets back to the beach, and she pulls Tanner. And in my mind, Tanner, who's sweet and so boring, so boring,
so boring,
and so boring, and to me, felt like he just gave it to her because. Like, why go for whatever her name was with the two eyes, Davia, who is so beautiful and seems sweet. Like it just like, oh, Rachel has more status. To me, I feel like he just picked her because she had more status in the franchise. So
felt like a producer pick, frankly.
Yeah.
How brutal is it to have one of their old, like their an ex-bachelorette getting left to the side for somebody who had 3 seconds of screen time in their own season?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll tell everybody we picked horribly. No. Tanner, don't you love Rachel?
That's kissing her. I think too, exactly what you said before, he's so boring and he's so vanilla. When he had the excitement of Kat, who was crazy off the wall, like that was too much.
Yeah.
And then Davia is just so sexy and probably in his mind, exotic. It's too much for him, where Rachel's so like milk.
As Brendan says, they wear the same team jerseys.
Yes.
So she pulls him aside and she goes, look, we had a great date. And he's like, so I just want to know, like, where are we at? He's like, am I giving you uncomfortable vibes? And he says to her, which
now you are.
But then he said to her, which I also, this felt like what guys would say to me when I was 19. They would criticize me in a way that made me feel like something was wrong with me when it was like really that I didn't want to make out with them. He goes, you just put a lot of pressure on yourself. You need to shake it off and let someone in. Like, guys would say shit like that to me when I was like, you know, you just like are really like, you need to just let someone like, well, not you. I don't want to let you in. Like, that's like, believe me, I did just let somebody in. I was making out in the sand and I had a really good time. I got knocked over in a wave. Like, it's just not you, dude. And so he's like, you have your guard up. What do you want? You need to ask yourself what you need. And his manipulation worked. She's like, he's right. I do have my guard up. I'm like, what the fuck? You were just out with, like, Jordan. You had a great date. Like, what's the fucking problem?
You had a great date with Jordan where there was this weird moment of you probably would have your guard up if you, like, rejected this guy on the first date based on, like, the spark wasn't there.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you have this, like, intensely – you guys are being vulnerable. Sure, you approached the tantric yoga guys being like, oh, my God, this is awkward. Like, you guys aren't horny dorks, like, being weird about intimacy and then just getting right into it. There's this vulnerability that's happening on that date. You're capable of this. You've just experienced it.
Yes.
But then you're going to listen to – like,
Tanner.
I'm sorry, but like a piece of drywall telling you that you have your own walls. Oh, what, you trust them because real recognize real with the drywall game? Like, I'm sorry, but you have every right to tell this guy to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Thanks for the rose, buddy. So, but like, I don't know. I just had a great time with a race car driver. Deuces. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, I have to tell you, it worked. She goes and talks to Tyler, who just got his ear pierced from Braden with a giant diamond.
Hilarious.
We not hilarious. See that happen. This is where I'm like, where are the cameras?
Thank you.
Right?
Thank
that
you.
That would have been amazing TV. Like,
yeah.
I want to get my ear
is
pierced.
Is that sanitary?
No.
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 Absolutely not.
Is no one like, hey, Braden, can you not go around piercing people's ears on a beach covered in sand and bacteria?
Yeah. And he's just like, I'm gonna.
Like, oh, well. And
can't stop me.
I'm gonna put in the biggest fake diamond that I could possibly find.
Honestly, if I was at Sketchfest this year, I would let him pierce my ear.
Honestly,
I'll tell you what.
We might need to let him pierce us on stage. So she goes and she talks to Tyler with his new giant fake diamond. And he's like, she's like, I don't know. I don't know if he chose me because he wants me or if it was a friendship rose. And he's like, okay, well, I'm busy deceiving my lady because I just tongue kissed Jess. But you don't deceive somebody. You need to be honest with your person. And you need to tell them that you want to work. I'm like, you're asking Tyler? Like, Tyler now... Yeah. Tyler sucks. And like, Katie. So
dude, Tyler. You should know Tyler sucks.
Just, yeah.
You wouldn't even meet his fucking family.
Yeah, either, you're like, right.
You know Tyler. Oh,
and he's so drunk. Do you see he's like slurring his speech?
Oh,
they
yeah.
are so drunk by this point. I love
Dr. That. Banana, he's what hammered. Did you think of this?
Can I just say, Tyler is a men's right activist.
What?
Oh,
shit. I don't know that for real, but that's how he acts. Because I don't know if you guys remember. Was it last year with, who was Victoria with? Whoever Victoria was with that she left for Greg Grippo.
Yes.
Remember the guy was really upset and he's outside and like Tyler was out there being like, you don't deserve this man. These women, they just treat us like shit. And he had just been dumped by Bree or whatever. Like his energy is very like pro man being like, fuck women. I don't know, but that's what I've noticed. He's always that guy.
You lost me at the word Victoria. I'm like, who the fuck is Victoria?
Remember, Victoria was with someone that she ended up leaving.
I don't know
and then
who Victoria
with
is.
Greg Grippa.
You mean
yes, Victoria? You do. Victoria who steals people's husbands.
Oh, yeah. Victoria F.
Yeah, Victoria
Fuller. Yeah, so Victoria Fuller.
That's right.
So
that's right. That's right.
He's like
right.
always in a guy's ear being like, you don't deserve that, man.
Right.
It's always, if you look, it's always Tyler. He was in Brayden's ear. Like, he goes,
men's
whenever
right
a guy, whenever a guy is getting scorned by a woman, just look to their left of their ear. It's Tyler.
It literally
it's always
like
Tyler.
It feels like an Arrested Development character. Oh.
It yeah. is. It's always him. And he's always been like, you know, these women, man.
Oh, my God.
To
and
brush
you're like
up
men's
on
right
this,
activists.
So then. So
to
then,
brush up before the pod. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, you go.
To brush up on the season before for jumping on this today, like to recap, I read a bunch of the Vulture recaps and the writer of those also pointed out very like incel-y talk, like not necessarily.
That's what I'm
right.
saying.
So they'll condemn Kat, but then also just kind of defend the guys for doing similar
yes.
things.
Wow.
Exactly. Call her a homie hopper, but another guy, somebody who's keeping his options open. And that's just
exactly.
misogyny in general. That's like yeah. just textbook toxic masculinity and misogyny at play.
And if you look, it's always Tyler.
KT Money.
No, you're right. I noticed that how, like, if a woman changes... I mean, the way Kat did it was shitty.
Yeah,
like, Kat. I will say
Kat.
That.
Kat.
But, like, yeah, it is different where it's like they were... I don't know. It's different, of course. But that's how it is always in life with men and women, unfortunately. But
it's true just because of the Tanner when yeah. they kept saying, which comes up in a bit, but, like... That he's like, oh, I've just had such a rough go of it here. I'm like, how? Yeah. Like,
how?
You've yeah. been picked yeah. every time. Like,
yeah.
what is
everybody
this
wants you.
Yeah.
trauma that you've gone through on the beach that hasn't been working for you. When you look at somebody like, you know, what poor.
Yeah, you're right. He had Davia, he had Kat. yeah. Everybody wanted
And then
Tanner.
Genevieve was interested in him.
And remember,
yeah, right.
wasn't number one Jess on? She was all, because that, remember when Kat went
oh,
after
yeah, you're right.
and it was like, no, dare you take my, like, you know, Olivia was getting all upset saying if my best friend wanted to go after the guy that I
right.
So I'm like, he was everybody's number one. He could pick
well,
any of them.
He goes to Rachel and he says, it's you and only you. She goes, I do. I want to try. I want, I need to put my guard down. And he's like, I want to be with my person. I want to start a business. I want to go home and watch Netflix. She's like, that is the most attractive thing anyone has said on the beach. Yes, it's
Insane.
You. I want to try. I am the most myself I have ever been. And I'm like, what the fuck? What about... Jordan, you just did it again. What the fuck?
Again.
Katie, I know Katie has feelings about this. So Katie, I'm going to let you go first.
No, I was like so confused because she like literally just repeated herself where she had this like great date.
I know.
And then she's like, that guy. And you're like, and Tanner has, we've seen him say two words to her.
Yeah.
And I just like, I don't see the connection
no.
there besides them both just being hot. There's seems to be no chemistry. And with like, I don't. I'm just so confused by her choices.
I know.
And I absolutely think she's making big mistakes.
Agreeing absolutely to agree. Okay. Any final thoughts? I mean, poor Jordan. Do we see Jordan again? What does he do?
See him, we see him getting up on stage. But let me ask you this about Jordan. If you were ditched by like the girl on the first date, I was surprised that he chose her for the date. Now, I understand that maybe there was nobody, no other options, because they only showed him talking to one person and that other guy who's forgettable pulling Cat. But I'm like, why would you? Like, I just thought that was an interesting thing. Like, why would
I bet they made him do it?
Yeah. Okay.
Mike. I think it's also like, I think it's a good look on the beach to go make amends with the person who, quote unquote, broke your heart. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. You'll his get every woman fame in America.
Yeah.
Exactly. His claim to fame is literally like going on this crazy, beautiful date on the first date with Rachel and her being like, you're literally the perfect guy, but I'm just not feeling like this is the right thing. And him being like, oh no, I'm so sad. And then welcome to paradise. And she's there. So he has to be like, well, we did have this amazing connection on that one date. Is it still here? And he's kind of like, if it is, great. If it isn't, also fantastic. Like, if it isn't, I came in, it's like, hey, turns out it's still not a thing, but she still says I'm amazing. And she's like, go for it. And then he's going to be like, how do you do, Eliza? And Aaron's going to be, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, that's my girlfriend, you know?
That is so great. Well, great. Dr. Banana, do you have any final thoughts on Rachel?
You know, I just wish her luck, but I don't think Tanner is her man. I mean, maybe they're still together, but I don't know. I don't think she's meant to find love on this series.
No. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. We're going to talk for one hot second about Olivia and Michael. So remind me what their date was. They go to Vedanta.
And they just go dancing. I guess my point, what I thought was so funny in this, is that like every other person that goes on a date, they have like a, like they show a lot of footage of it. And this date was sort of like, who cares? Like, we don't give a crap about Olivia. We don't care about Mike. She clearly didn't feel any need to dress up for this date. She had on like, an old juicy outfit, and like
she didn't dress up for the man she wants to marry. God, it's like, the first date.
Those white flip flops that I feel like you would wear, you know, on a casual day. And I was like, what is happening? And then just said they were sipping from drinks that still had the price tag on the bottom. I was like,
wow.
Like,
that's fun.
Throw this in. Anyway, that was it.
Love that.
I just thought it was the most ridiculous date, because I was like, they didn't, all they just showed them was dancing, drinking, and then saying, which I did think of you, Arden, I hope you're happy that when Mike and Olivia make out, I thought of you, because
you did. That does make me happy.
You're a really good kisser. And you kept saying, I bet Olivia is a really good kisser.
I get the feeling she's really good kisser. Yeah. I think she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
You know who else knows what they're doing? You and your manicurist, Whitney. Your hands. Can we just say, oh my gosh, so is those holiday lights? Fun. Is it holiday lights?
Yeah, I put holiday lights on.
Nice.
It's so spectacular. Look at you have gorgeous nail beds, gorgeous fingers. You could be a hand model. So good. Okay. Meanwhile, here we go. Aaron B. and Eliza.
Oh, God.
He wants
anybody else forget they were there?
He wants her to be his girlfriend. And she's like, I want to be your girlfriend. She goes, it's giving commitment. It's giving relationship. I'm like, oh, my God. The appropriation of like queer culture of like, you know, like it's giving life. I'm like, wow. Okay. All right. Here we go.
I just thought too, like, hey, producers, can you get me some flowers? And they're like, here's some 15-day-old Gerber daisies.
Yeah. Here's some old Gerbers. I mean, so then the truth box comes out.
I'm surprised. I just want to say, I'm surprised he didn't make her flip a coin to decide whether or not to be his girlfriend.
Oh, my God. That's right. He was the coin guy. He was the coin. Oh, my God. Good memory.
Eternally the coin dork.
He was eternally the coin dork. So then the truth box comes out and somebody says, Tyler, everyone knows that you are not that into Mercedes. You better come clean.
Ooh.
You're coasting. You're both coasting. I mean, we have to acknowledge that, like, he did make out with Jess last week.
Oh, right.
He did.
That'll come out finally.
I think I do. I don't know. I guess
next week.
Was that
during Truth or Dare, though? Was that
It was when Blake was on the date and they were on the day bed and they were supposed to explore other options. So he was like, I really shouldn't. And then they did. Am I crazy? Look, I love Paradise, but I don't feel like I'm actually watching anyone fall in love this year. I don't feel.
No. Same. And there's not that Brandon and Serene, you know?
Yes. Or Tanner and Jade, or even
Jade,
like, or even like Kenny, like, and Mara, like
Kenny and Mari. Yeah.
Or like Joe.
Yeah. I'm seeing people tell themselves that they're going to. Like, Eliza and Aaron don't feel like they're at all the real thing, but she's like, I'm going to get engaged. And like, Avon and Kylie, like, Kylie came in being like, I'm going to be with Avon. And like, that's like a check mark on the box. And even like, fast forward to that date, she's not too impressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
she's still like,
I do
all
think
about it.
They like each other. I think they're both just boring.
Yeah, it's also like no one's going to the boom boom room, which is fine if you want to take your time. But I'm just saying,
it was
when
so
you have
with Wells last week saying that they're all aware of their brand and that it's not good for them to be going. Also, I didn't think Navy was quite cute for a girl, but the idea of naming Heaven because your name was Avon, and I was like, I was like, the amount of jokes that you could make about like hooking up with a girl named Heaven.
Dude.
Yeah.
Heaven and Navy. I will say, yeah, I feel like I understand not everybody need, like, but for, let's say, 30 hot, young, really fit, sexy people to not have two of them want to go to the Boom Boom Room at some point in time is shocking.
I have something else to add.
Absolutely. Especially since we're talking about, like, Blake Moynes is on the island.
Yeah. Oh, is he not in the... So, all right, so this is the only other thing I will add in, and it is more to my friends that have, like, kids that are in their, like, 19, 20-ish age range.
Yeah.
They're not... I'm shocked because I feel like that's when we were, like, the horniest and getting, like, sitting down and making out as much as possible. But a lot of my friends who have kids that age, they're not. They're just, like, not interested. They're playing video games. And I'm like, maybe this is what they do now.
Well, I was just reading a New York Times article about how people just aren't having as much sex.
Well, it's
anymore.
Interesting because when you also look at the way everybody's presented on, it's a very sexualized look.
Yes.
Everyone looks super sexy, but no, it's interesting.
What is that?
It's interesting.
What's happening? Is it porn?
I don't know.
Is it that, like, they grew up having porn, like, just so much access to porn?
It could be.
They could just jack off anytime.
I know, and
they
it might be, like, weird, like, jack off and, like, the level of porn. Out. I wonder if it's, like, to not know how to interact in real life.
It just.
Yeah, and maybe COVID.
Yeah, but it's just. Yes, I just agree. But I'm just, like, my friend's son, who's 20, who's so freaking hot, and we've had the discussion, like, not, she's like, I don't understand, like, I can't figure it out, and none of his friends are, and they're all, like, models part-time, and so they're, like, in the hot world, and I'm just like, it's so strange to me that this seems to be, so it sort of fits on this beach.
Yeah,
they're worried about what people think about them. They're not running off to the Boom Boom Room. They're not even, like, macking as hard as I feel like
it doesn't seem like they're like, God, I wish I could, but I don't want to protect my brand.
Because
it doesn't
feel
like there's no even desire for it, which is fascinating.
We haven't even seen the bar.
We saw it like taper down.
Yeah,
because we would see them. Like, I remember, like, with Nick, when Nick Viall was on there, I remember they would have open discussions. Oh, who's getting the Boom Boom Room?
Well, remember that?
And then it just kind of started to get less.
Who was the one that did, like, the full toe sock food? Horny. It was Olivia. Riley.
It was Riley,
right?
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it?
Wasn't Mari and Kenny doing stuff?
I'm
like
sure.
That too? I remember they used the Boom Boom Room. But they were also a bit old.
Yeah.
So that kind of plays into
and think
it.
About Dr. Like, Banana.
Black bar. Like, we used to see black bars all the time just showing boners. Well, I don't feel like we get those anymore.
Dr. Banana, what do you think about you were nodding your head.
No, I just feel like that sort of, like, Gen Z era is, they're, like, less insecure. They're just cooler than us. They don't, like, think about certain things as much. I just think, like, they're smarter than us. They, like, have better critical thinking than us. Just if you go on TikTok and you, like, really see them, like, analyzing news, you're like, God, they're so smart. Like, how did they figure that out? Or we are all, I don't know why, but millennials, Gen X, like, we're a bunch of dummies that are, like, so obsessed with ourselves. And, like, they are just more sort of like, I think they're more empathetic. They like have a better understanding
horny,
of the world.
But like we're
still, but horny. Still,
sure, but they're like horny isn't everything. I can be horny, but I don't need to go fuck that guy because I have more worth than that. And when I'm ready, I will do it. But right now, I don't really feel the need to. And that's okay. And that's what they're like. They're like, that's okay to feel.
Well, I agree with you.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're like,
but once you're in a hot makeout sesh, like,
I mean, that's
that
the
you
thing.
Don't want to like escalate that you can walk away from that.
I just don't see it from this group of people. I don't feel like that level of like I don't know.
See anybody
talking
who
about...
wants to like dry hump. I'm not even. I don't even see anybody who's like. I wish I could like having like a hot fun. Some of my favorite hookups were just like a makeout, like a wall kiss. Like it doesn't have to be the Boom Boom Room, but like it's just even like it's fun to make out.
When Brayden and Kat were hooking up, that was hot, and I could see them going to the boom like back in the first episode.
I'd say if Avon wasn't such like a shy boy, then Kylie would be all about it. We'd be seeing a lot more of it.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? Like they're the only couple on this that I can see that for. And the other thing is, I think John Henry is just like, hey, if there's somebody that comes to the beach that's about it, I'm about it. Like, we're just, I think we're moments away from John Henry fucking in public, if I'm honest. Like, this guy is like, he's got that energy to him. I just, it feels like, it reminds me of like an old Kyle Kinane joke where it's like, that's why dogs are always humping in front of you, like stuff in front of you. They're making eye contact. They're like, what? This feels good and you're my buddy. What's the problem here? You know? It's like he wouldn't shy away from that. That's what I get from him.
I think you're right.
But I don't. I think the Gen Z discussion is an interesting one, but it feels like they're like still a little bit removed. They're still of that tier that's between the millennials and the Gen Z, and they are technically Gen Z, but I don't see that level of empathy. I don't see that level of
critical thinking. You know, yeah, I would say this group of people is so smart that they're like actually reading the news well.
Yeah, they're all of them are sort of following a path that they're not forging. It feels like they're not out here making their own way. None of them are rustling any feathers. Even the discussions that they have where they're like, hey, you should really talk to the person you've been seeing if you're gonna go on a date with somebody who asks you on the date when they come to the beach. Like, even that, after week one, they all kind of were like, oh, that's bad, that looks bad, okay, yeah, we're adapting.
Yes,
they're not going their own route about it.
I feel like they're doing what they think looks good on social media.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like, what they're branding themselves, and they're like, and also, I mean, I think a lot of it is like their moms are watching.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I mean, look, I get that I think there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. I think early days, we had the naivete of people just being like, fuck it. And now it is, now there's more.
Now your parents are following you on Instagram.
There's more to lose as well, I think, where you could quit, you can quit your job now and become you have longevity out of here besides just like getting a fun vacation.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about Tyler and Mercedes.
It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
Mother's Day is coming and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times.
This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. So Tyler and Mercedes, so somebody said everybody knows that you're not that into Mercedes.
Crazy.
About Tyler and playing it safe. And so Avon is like saying to Mercedes, you need to push him more. Like if he's if he knows what's up, you have to say like, you got to push him to say what's up. She's like, it just feels like it's like a friendship, but maybe he's not my person.
Were we given any hints about this earlier on in episodes, or this is just like we just?
Well, he did make out with Jess last week.
That's right.
And I think everybody knows it except for Mercedes.
But then they also had that thing at the rose ceremony where they're like, "We're all in. There are no secrets. We are for each other." And it's like,
yeah,
it's just they've been this like up and down roller coaster where you're just like, "What is happening there?"
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're not right for each other. Whatever it is, they should not end up together because clearly, like, there's a disconnect somewhere, and they're not correct for each other at all.
It's a tether to keep each other on the beach. Yeah. It's quite literally, they haven't found. They're like, it's the classic paradise move of like, we haven't found somebody else that we're quite hitting it off with that is an earnest connection. But now, if we do stick together and it doesn't appear like we are making an effort, then we'll come under some scrutiny, like right now with Tyler. But what I'm saying is, like, who put that in the truth box? Like, this feels like a production move. I'm sorry, I don't buy this truth box thing. Oh, Peter shaves his legs, ha ha, who gives a shit? And here's a legit bomb for a couple that's putting up faces and whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Mercedes is into it though, right? Don't you feel like Mercedes?
I think Mercedes likes him a little bit.
So I think she does. I think she's excited about what's happening. And then she's being, because she seemed very blindsided by that comment before. And then it happens again.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hear that. Ooh. I would not want to hear that. So meanwhile,
I also think,
yes.
Where's this Avon? You know, Avon is telling Mercedes, like, yeah, you gotta give him, like, put the screws to him, you know, you like really make sure that he's serious. I'm like, where's that energy from Avon anywhere else?
I'm like, Avon was so cute on Rachel's season, and like sometimes I just feel like when people like actually do like each other, they get like sunstroke from like lying around and kissing on the daybed. You know what I mean? I feel like they're dehydrated, hungover, sunstroke. Because he was so I found him very charming on Rachel's season, and I'm like, Kylie's boring.
Yeah, but there's also
she's also very boring.
I think the two of them together might be
boring.
I think they're both really attractive and very boring.
And Kylie's a bit of a mean girl, from what I've gotten.
I know she is. I think he's a nice guy, and she's a bit of a mean girl. Well, here we are. Kat is leading a yoga class on the beach, which was incredible. Turns out she's a yoga teacher, didn't know, or something like that. I did enjoy watching the guys. That this was the first time we got the black bars in a while too.
Yeah, very exciting.
We got them in the tantric yoga as well earlier. Yeah. I wanted to mention them. We got them on butts.
Because there's a lot of thongs right now. And So I'm surprised that Pete and Sam's, like, I'm actually surprised that Canadian Sam came in and see. Did you remember Sam from Bachelor in Paradise Canada? Did you watch that, Mike?
I did not. So with franchises that span so many like different kind of series, like all together, like in different places, I like to focus in on the ones that I'm either weird way to put it, loyal to, or like just like, you know. So I've started American, and if I open myself up to the Canadian one, well,
it's
then that's a whole other franchise. It's kind of like I've had to cut out Married at First Sight America to be able to watch UK and Australia.
Well, because there are also 500 episodes, so there we go.
It's so good, though.
So there's a double. It's so good. So there's a double date, and we have Pete and Sam and Avon and Kylie. And Avon is like, I'm a really bad dancer. And Kylie's going crazy. And Pete, little boring pilot Pete, kind of went for it. And they got their little banana hammocks, and then they had to do an ab blind Bezos ab kissing and with a twerktastic show. And I have to say, Pete woke me up and surprised me. Mike, would you go for it if you had to be in this contest?
100% Why wouldn't you? I think that there's something to be said for Pete kind of letting loose and having fun and that being very attractive.
Yes.
Versus Avon, who's like too scared to be bad at something.
Yes.
While it is like an important thing to Kylie dances professionally. Yes. That's like literally what she does. Right. So a man who's not going to even try to dance or like not be comfortable enough to let loose in that way.
Good point.
That's a huge strike against Avon in the Kylie Avon thing. And that's why personally, I think if he doesn't kind of unlock that in himself, it's not going to work out.
That's
and
a good
I
point.
Don't see them being a long-term thing if we don't see that from Avon.
Yeah. Whitney, do you agree with Mike?
I think that's very astute thinking. And I also just was surprised at how bad he was at dancing. And I feel like we saw it before. And I'm like, this is like just oddly very bad. And then I did like it when he said his friends at home were going to beat him up. And I just thought that was kind of funny where I was like, I know what kind of dude you're
bad friends. With.
Bad
beat you up too. I'm like,
I was like,
I would beat you up for being a bad dancer if you were my friend and you wouldn't try. You know what I mean? I wouldn't beat anybody up. You're like, I mean, for just not trying, you could be as bad as you want, but you gotta try.
And then I was also surprised.
If you don't try, you get uninvited.
For effort. I don't care how the actual moves are. Just give it a go. Oh, yeah.
You're right that if he's dating a dancer, you've got to at least be able to dance. But I'm surprised at how much like Pilot Pete and Sam seem to be getting along, where they just sort of like fell into each other, and it seems to be
it's kind of cute. Yeah. I like that they're two wild cards. Avon, it says to Kylie.
I still don't trust him, though, but I do like him.
I don't either. I don't either.
I'm sorry, the FP thing and then like,
I know.
Him
staring
all
into the
stuff
camera.
That came up.
Staring into the camera.
I get being a goofball. Like, I bet that if I was there, I'd kind of be aware of the camera and whatever. Yeah. But I'm also like, I'm a comedian. Obviously, this is what I'm like here for.
Yeah.
But like at the very same time, the whole if an entire group of guys just kind of decides that there's nothing
all of them
to bond, these guys are bonding over like the tiniest thing.
Yeah,
if you can get on that level,
yeah, you're right.
I don't trust you, not for 1 second.
Agree to agree. So Avon says to Kylie, I'm fully invested, I'm falling for you. She's like, it feels good to be seen, I want this to work, I'm falling for you too. I mean, that's the thing. I feel really seen. There's a really intentionality about this. Let's be really intentional. I just want people to let loose a little bit. Just
Thank
be authentic.
You.
But that's what I'm saying too, because they all seem to be drunk, which again, I'm very happy with, but they all still have their wits about them with their intentionality.
Yeah.
Nobody's Your gotten intentionality. Like so drunk that they're just like, what? And like, lifting
I know.
Their shirt up.
Give me some.
We're the Demis throwing stuff into fire.
Yes.
Let's have that.
Kat has sort of been our most, like, you know, placing the cat. She's been the one that's, like, the birthzilla, et cetera. Meanwhile, attempts to play Frisbee. Now, let me just say, I would be equally as bad as Jess at Frisbee. I'm the worst dart player you've ever seen in your life. I can catch anything. On many shows that I've filmed, I've had to like toss things to people. I'm of the worst arm you've ever seen in your life. So I really felt, and I get to the point where cameraman can't, there's no rhyme or reason. It doesn't go even remotely in the same direction of bad. I have a really bad arm. So to see somebody, to see it in real life, what I probably would look like playing Frisbee, I was like, oof. Wow. Katie, I bet you're good at Frisbee.
Yeah, no, it's a Frisbee. I mean, like, no offense, but like, you toss it and then you catch it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I was like, did she never go outside as a child? Like,
this whole,
I mean, some people just don't have the hand-eye coordination.
So, I can catch.
Maybe that's
I can catch. I can't toss. So then she goes.
Okay.
So then there's like, we find out that her nickname is Baby Jess, which Wells mentioned last week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And it makes sense.
It does, but I'm like, baby, you're not a baby. You're 24. When I was on 24, I've never been on 24. When I was 24, I was like an adult woman. You know what I mean? Like,
I think I have to defend her in this way because I'm 32, but I when I'm on stage, I'm like, I'm a little baby. Like, that's my whole deal. I'm a freaking little guy. You know what I'm talking about? So it makes sense that like there's a, but I think like that that quote unquote baby energy versus the baby energy that Jess gives. Jess gives an energy of like she still very much needs to be sheltered and protected.
Yes. Yeah.
She looks like she's at the drop of a hat. She'll like be terrified of something. It feels like her glitter isn't so much like a, hey, I like this, as like it's a security blanket at this point.
Right.
Like if I, you know, and it's become what she's known for. So that's like an unhealthy attachment to like the glitter thing. Like, oh, you know. Anyway, I see a lot of development necessary for Jess. And so it worries me that she's also with Blake, who's like the oldest guy on the beach, right? He's, which just doesn't sit right with me.
Well, okay, anyway. So here we go. We round the bend to the grand sort of tense finale. Oh, they launch Katie Thurston down to the beach, who he was engaged to, and he hasn't seen. Turns out she's also bachelorette / stand-up comedian. That was brutal.
Have you guys seen that video? I feel like you sent it to me, right? That stand-up video of hers.
I think Doug Benson sent it.
Doug sent it.
I
think it's emphasis on the thirst. Katie Thurston.
<Yes. laughs> I just felt like this use of the word stand-up comedian with her is such an unfair, like there should be a word for somebody who's trying to do it but can't do it. And then
I know it's brutal.
Graduated to
it's brutal.
I will say, so my podcast co-host Chris Mejia has performed with her in Seattle, and he has mentioned that what she's been doing is quite literally, she is like an open micer at this point, but she has this fame. She has the drive of the open micer where she'll go to shows and sit there and watch.
Good
and
for
she'll
her.
Be writing. And so it's kind of like
interesting.
On one hand, I'm like, this is the hustle. This is what we like, you know. As someone who's almost at it for like 13 years, you're like, oh my God, what happened to me? I used to be that person.
Right.
But she's like starting off with such like, you know, a million something followers, you know, like she's been on TV so much already. She can ask for something and get it. You know what I mean? But she's not got the like the chops to go with it yet.
Right.
And I think that if she does continue to push in that direction, she does want to, like, that'll be great, because she's already kind of using her status to bring up comics that she does enjoy and like in that scene, which I quite appreciate.
Okay.
But her coming on and being like, hey, I'm Katie and I'm here. Guess what's going to happen since I'm here? We all know me. I'm Katie. You know me as a bachelorette and comedian.
I'm a stand-up stand-up comedian. Well, aside from being a brilliant stand-up comedian, Katie is also a former bachelorette. I don't know if anybody remembers that. It's never mentioned. she pulls Blake aside. He looked rocked that she was there. He looked freaked the fuck out. And she's like, wow, I sent you a bunch of voice memos. Like, he has not, I think he really loved her, and she dumped him, and then like they never talked to each other again or saw each other. She sent him a bunch of voice memos. He's like, I did listen to them. In fact, I remember each one of them. But he's tripping out. I remember everything that you were saying, but I was bitter and I didn't want to respond. And you were in a relationship, and that just felt like daggers, because she started dating a guy that she cut on the first night.
She did. Yep.
And he said, what we went through was real to me. And she's like, me too. There's a lot of good that I remember.
Yeah.
I mean, so then Blake starts crying and he goes, I can't think about us in the moment and how real it felt. It throws me off. I don't think about it. All the memories were real. And then she's like, I also felt it too. I felt bad for him.
I did too.
Yeah, that was rough.
I think it was rough too, because you sent her down with the possibility that like we didn't know what she was doing there, but like,
yeah, where it felt like she could have been on the market.
Yes, and I think that was really awful to do to him, because he really got dumped by this girl, and then she jumped into another relationship, and he's hurt.
Been pretty nice this whole summer. Like, he's been a good guy all summer.
And he's the one that Rachel first sat down with in this, and he was like, you got to figure out what Tanner wants. Like, if you're the safety rose or if he's really into you, like, have a conversation. He's been like a really pleasant person.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
I keep thinking he looks like he's a comedian, and he was on Zoe the Zooey Deschanel show? You know that?
I don't know.
New Girl?
Yeah, New Girl.
Jake Johnson?
No, no.
Like one of the leads, you mean?
Yeah, the Adam guy. Isn't his name Adam?
Adam.
Yeah, Adam.
Oh.
Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Pally?
Yeah, that's who I think that he looks like.
He's getting cuter and cuter to me.
I find myself very attracted to Blake. Yeah. And he also, like, he's smart and he talks. Mm-hmm. Like, you notice all the women come to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they want to, like, talk. Because he's, like, a mature.
He's like the adult. He's like the grocery store Joe.
He's the oldest guy there.
Yeah.
He is my age. He's 32. And they come to him like, Grandpa, I need advice.
He's with the youngest. He's got the hottest body. Those eyes are gorgeous.
Yeah, he's getting more and more handsome. Well, he's in a loop right now. Jess is freaking out. She forgot that he was engaged. And she's like, well, he was engaged to the Bachelorette. I already feel like an idiot here. So then Blake pulls her aside. And she's like, nothing went the way that I thought it would. And Jess is like, this makes me want to go home. She's like, and then Katie was saying, the producer asked, do you still have feelings for him? And she's like, it's always been Blake. And Jess is like super upset. She's like, I have an engagement dress packed. It's hard that I'm not hopelessly in love right now. I just want to be in love and happy. And so they ask if Katie has still loves him. She gets tears and she goes, oh fuck. Blake starts tripping out. His ex-fiance is there. It adds confusion onto the confusion. Kylie goes, it's giving messy. So then they go, hey, we're gonna do a roast.
I'm here actually for love. I'm here to give you do a roast.
And we're not here to do what we're gonna do. We're gonna turn the rose ceremony on his feet and we're going to the roast palapa.
Oh, God.
And
they were already so drunk. There were comments earlier about how tired they were. And then go into this. Oh,
hey, guys, I know what'll shake things up. How about some creative writing?
Oh, my God. And also being mean to each other. Just being fucking mean. So then
well, that's
she
the best
does
part to some of them.
She goes, well, hey, baby Jess, it's funny that Blake. He made me call him daddy too. I mean, just like all of it.
I mean, Katie's joke. So, all right. So I just like how they all went off and were all excited about doing these things. And that's
they
cut to like Rachel and she's like all pissed being like, we all know that this is just an excuse for someone to be mean. And then she's like, drinking more.
Avon, I will say Avon's Rachel impression was excellent.
It was so
good. It was the most personality I've ever seen from him. And it was actually really accurate. Yeah.
He was chef's kiss perfect.
And some of them were really funny and not that mean, you know, it did get mean. But some of them were like legitimately funny.
I know. I was surprised. And I actually felt like Avon's was not mean and was actually just really like it was really good.
Not to switch shows, but I will say just as somebody who watches – because I've powered through like every season in the last like few months, but the RuPaul's Drag Race. But whenever they do stand-up, I mean, it's such a basic thing, but they're like, don't just be mean. There has to be like something amusing to it. And I feel like this was just like, and if you got Katie as the one teaching it, there's like no real teacher. Yeah. So it was like, just be mean. And I'm like, it just made me sad that like somebody couldn't have like really helped them because some of the stuff was awful that was said.
I was the judge on the stand-up, RuPaul on the stand-up episode 1 year.
You were? I haven't gotten to that year yet.
Season 3, what? Honey.
Oh, I started.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go back. Made a mistake.
Season 3 was great.
So so then they made a lot of Botox jokes about Kat. Olivia said, how do I taste? Which just felt
great.
Gross.
I mean,
loved it.
Tanner was so mean to Rachel. I felt for her here. I don't care like who, look, she can't get out of her own way, but she picked Tanner.
At least
he was bland, but seemed perfectly pleasant. He says, well, Tyler's here. We were hoping for Gabby, but we got Rachel.
Yeah, we were told you're going to have another bachelorette on this.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Sorry, I watched it so long ago.
That's okay. I rewatched it this morning.
Yeah.
That's why.
We were told there was going to be another bachelorette here, and we were hoping for Gabby, but we got Rachel. That's so fucking mean to say after you're the one who's now saying, I want to leave here with you. Like,
insane.
And knowing her insecurities about that as well.
It was absolutely.
Really
so mean.
Knowing about them.
It was so fucking mean. He's a bad guy.
That says mean. Everything.
She better not. Wait, who has the roses? Who's like going to
give the women? I mean, okay. Tanner's going home. There isn't a person interested in him. And then Rachel's just like, oh, he literally, I shared that with him and he used it against me in a very public way. I feel humiliated.
But if you're Jordan and she picks you, Gabby and Robbie. How does if you're Jordan and she picks you, like, how do you get over, like, what just happened by the day bed? You know what I mean? Like,
maybe you're not paying attention. Like, I don't understand. Like, all these people I feel like are pulled in different areas.
But even if you watch it back, like, fuck horrible. You.
I mean, look, it is a show that, like, they forget that they're supposed to be open to other people. Like, it's a show that, like, the moment that there's people being like, are we together? We're together. We're together. We're together. I've laid claim to you. Okay. Now everything is a betrayal. A conversation can ruin my day because you're having a conversation with another guy. Like, it's just they're forgetting the aspect of, like, hey, we're actively dating many people. Like, that's the point. It's kind of like we're all the bachelor. We're all the bachelorette. You know what I mean? So it's like they're forgetting that. So if Jordan has his wits about him and is just like, normal, then I think it'll just be fine for Jordan. I just think what this did is it cemented that Tanner's going home and that Jordan's getting Rachel's rose. And hopefully she can go to another therapy session and the Gabby stuff won't hurt her so much.
I hope you're right. I hope she chooses Jordan. Yeah. I mean, especially after this, like, I mean, as we saw, like, all the women woke up and were like, well, fuck all the men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The women were pissed.
Everything seemed to blow up.
Mercedes fell apart. Then you got...
People were hurt. Rachel was upset. So then Blake is like, this is not good. So he pulls Jess, and we see a preview of next week. And he said, I should have felt love, but we're not getting there. We're not getting there at all. Seeing my ex reminded me of what it felt like, and we are not getting there at all.
Yeah.
And then watching Wells twerk by the bar and everybody does doing the motorbike, that was pretty fun.
That was great. That was great. It was great. Yeah. I mean, I feel like in years past, I don't remember everything exploding on, like, the last two episodes, but it does feel like every relationship is imploding on the
I think we have more episodes. I don't think it's going to end the night that Golden Bachelor ends. This is not the finale.
Wells says it keeps going.
Yeah, Wells said he was halfway through while they shot this.
So we're going to be going till the holidays? Like, what is happening?
I really think so. I actually think we are. I tried to look it up and I couldn't find it.
Says season finale. Because
December 7th?
7th is what Wikipedia is reporting.
That means we only have two more.
Okay, all right.
That's
crazy. Oh, wait, no, sir. We have this.
No, they're not doing
this. No, this is Thanksgiving. So there might be like a double episode.
You might
one
do
week.
A 2 hour. When does the Golden Bachelor end? Does that end?
On the 29th.
So it'll be a 1 hour Bachelor in Paradise on the same night of the 1 hour finale of Golden. And then I bet it's a 2 hour one on the 7th. It'll be a 2 hour. Because remember, we got a wedding coming. And remember, Wells said it's nobody would expect. I mean,
right. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's Canadian. Maybe it's Canadian Sam and Pilot Pete.
I mean, who would expect either of them?
Married based on Seth meeting him the other day, right?
Oh.
Who met him?
Your friend
New
York.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Seth met him. That's right. And all the ladies were like there.
All over him. So then I'm.
Right, right.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean he's in a relationship.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean,
might be seen together.
Yeah, that's
right. They probably have NDA stuff happening and they're just like, but. I mean, I'm going through all this, by the way, just looking at Wikipedia for the episodes and stuff. I'm reminded of somebody that we haven't mentioned, and it's very fitting. Taylor showed up with Jordan and his Chyron read Charity's background extra.
I know.
And I'm like, we're back, baby.
This is where it's at. We're back.
Chyron is what's needed.
Whoever wrote that caption should have helped with the roast jokes.
Well, I just want to say, first of all, it's been such a pleasure having you guys on. Who do you think is going to get engaged?
Oh, God. None of them.
But there's,
I don't believe in any of these.
I think one of them will propose, at least, just for the publicity.
Oh, Aaron and Eliza seem to be on track to propose, but then Eliza's going to drop him like a hot ham.
Avon and Kylie? No.
I don't think they're doing it
on the show. I think you're right. I think Aaron and Eliza. I think you're right. But he said who you wouldn't expect.
I think Taylor and Jess are going to get together.
That'd be fun.
Honestly, wild.
Yeah.
Well, we got some new reviews, and I'm asking for reviews for my birthday. Here's a 5-star one from Kimberly Q. Kim. Happy birthday. Look, sweet to the point. Love your enthusiasm and analysis. Can't wait for your coverage of Golden Bachelorette, hopefully. I agree. I can't wait to do it. Also, you guys, don't forget to tweet at us. I know it's overwhelming because there's so many shows. Don't worry about like it being too late because we were recording them after the fact. So just tweet to us because you never know. This week we only have Cheyenne Constant in the running, you guys, and we only have 3 tweets.
Wow.
So we need your tweets. Tweet to us at Arta Marine, MYRIN, or at Anna Hosni, HOSSNIEH, # WYATR. Here's our 3 tweets. All 3 are girl, Trixie Firecracker, Cheyenne Constant. So was this a stop on the way to F-Boy Island? Why is she here? That's one of them.
Thank you.
Number 2.
The same thought.
Kylie and Avon wanting to name their daughters Navy in Heaven is not shocking. She would also probably spell Navy, N-E-I-G-H-V-E. Pretty sure the middle name options are Skims or discount code Kylie 10. And then the final one. I am liking Mike and Olivia's vibe so far. Wait, why did we leave their date to go back to Kat? No, sick of Paradise Karen. She's had 4 weeks of terrorizing our screens. Go away. I do like Paradise Karen of Kat.
Yes.
All right. Which one is your winner? We have F-Boy Island, Navy discount code, or Paradise Karen. You get to pick this week the winner, Mike Carrazza.
I'm going to go with Navy discount code for the win for sure.
You cannot go wrong. I almost feel like Navy should be the discount code for Skims. There we go. Cheyenne Constant, you're here for the win. Don't forget, we have our live show coming up in Los Angeles. This is it. This is the live show we're doing. It's at the Elysian Theater. And it's a small show, so get your tickets now because it's going to sell out. It's me and Brian Safi, and it's Chris Fleming and Meatball. And then we have up on at Sketchfest on January 20th, me, Dr. Banana, and KT Money. We have Aaron Foley and Lori. We have Doug Benson, and also we have Brayden. So get your tickets for all of that. And also, Dr. Banana and I are busy doing Winter House. We're busy doing Summer Charm. It's all happening. Whitney, what would you like to promote?
I'm going to promote my brother's podcast. A documentary.
Yes, somebody emailed us about this. So you could tell them where to go find it.
So it's called Last Stop Larima. And
so good.
You're watching it anywhere outside of the U.S. and Canada, it's on Netflix. And if you are in the U.S. and Canada, it is on HBO Max.
It's so good. Okay, right. Mike Carrazza, what would you like to promote?
Anything you want to check out by me should be on my Linktree. So Linktree/Mike Carrazza, MikeCarrozza. I've got dates in Montreal mostly. Dave Ross is coming to town on December 5th, so get tickets to that. I'll be opening for him. And John Roy is also in town, but I'm taking it easy for the rest of the year. That's so just keep an eye on my Instagram, and I will be posting about stuff in the coming months because some stuff is coming up. Yay. I can't talk about just yet.
KT Money, what would you like to talk about?
I am KT_Money on Instagram. As always, please adopt or foster an animal from your local shelter. LA is especially full right now. They are desperately in need of big dog fosters, especially. And also, next Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. So think of a charity that you like and give to them next Tuesday.
Nice. Sweet. That's nice. Dr. Banana, what would you like to promote?
I'm at Anna Hosey on Twitter, at Selling Hosey on Instagram. I have a podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous, if you want to listen to
it. It's really good.
Yeah.
Are you around? Cool. All right, love it. Whitney, Mike, we love you guys. I'm so glad to have this combination of people. We love when you're on. And we'll be back. Not this. We'll be back. Well, whenever it comes back, we'll be back. And we'll be back in Los Angeles. So that'll be fun. All right. Until next time. You know what? It'll be a little delayed because I'm flying back with the cats, with Dr. Shamwam Shamawa and the girls, Mittens and Meow. So I think the night of the finale, so there probably will be a delay for our finale recap. So don't be upset. It's coming. It's literally because I will be arriving with two cats and Dr. Shamwam Shamawa. Okay. Mm-hmm. Until next time. My name is Arden Marine. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Going to get all up in you tonight. But it feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.